That great text, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he might send forth laborers into his harvest. Isn't that amazing? We get to work with God in accomplishing eternal purposes. What a humbling thought that is. Turn, if you will, this morning, and Brother Paul, tell me when I need to be finished. No, you need to tell me. I don't know what's scheduled, so give me an idea here. And then somebody wave their hand when that time hits. All right. Okay, I don't see a. Let me find a 10 after and half past 1. 12. All right. All right. Let me ask you to turn, if you will, this morning hour to the book of Luke, chapter number 15. And as you're turning, let me just say that it's been our great privilege to receive the library, the Indian Library. And just on Friday, we okayed a proof for a hymnal in Cherokee. And God willing, here early in November, there'll be another, and it'll be the first hymnal, about 200 songs, that our dear friend, Brother Bo Paris, pastored and received this year, the 61st, the old-fashioned Baptist church. They have a yearly call in that church. And so for the 61st year, he said, yes. Now, I've joked with him and said, Brother Paris, have you not taught those Cherokee Indians the word yes yet? Amen. And he was left asked by many folk to preach funerals. In fact, he would call me, and on the week of his death, he went to be with the Lord. On Friday, he preached a funeral. Saturday, he preached a funeral. He was to preach a funeral on Monday. Sunday afternoon, he went to sing at a funeral. And as he stepped up on the platform, the Lord took him to glory. And a mighty man of God, and he just helped finish. He went to that reservation as a 17-year-old on a Boy Scout troop. Got a burden for Indian missions. Pastored two other churches. There are about 18 or 19 Baptist churches on the reservation. And has pastored Big Cove Baptist Church for the last 60-plus years. And he had completed that hymnal, and so here they're trying to get together with a music man. And Brother Gil Breedlove is a crucial fellow in all that we've been able to do. He was a magistrate in North Carolina, as well as pastoring Boiling Springs Baptist Church. And the government said that magistrates would have to perform weddings between homosexuals. He said, not this magistrate. Amen. And resigned his job. I always accused him, being a magistrate, of preaching law all week, and then on Sunday and Wednesday, practicing grace. Amen. And and there's a lawsuit, and they will win as soon as they get it on the dockets, because he was deprived of his religious liberty, amen, to opt out of that as a Christian. So he's been very sick. One of the Indians from among the Choctaws was to come and help on the completion of this hymnal, and he had COVID-19 as well as his 85-year-old mother, Brother Raymond Johnson, and he's recovering now, but he won't be able to come out and do that. So there's a warfare going on trying to get this hymnal, amen? And we praise the Lord for being involved in two hymnal projects, really, for the Cherokee. One's just a short one with 44 pages, and this other one will be out over 225 pages. All right, I'm going to read you one scripture text, and then we're going to read and preach and stay in the time limit here. I'm reading from Luke chapter 19 and verse number 10. You don't need to turn there because I've asked you to turn to chapter 15. But in Luke 19, verse number 10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." You might want to shut the doors there so we don't have that noise coming in. They're up here. Cat shut the door. All right, good. All right, chapter number 15. I'm interested in this word lost. Jesus, it says in Luke 19, came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. All those villages that Robin spoke about, full of lost souls. And every one of those souls lost are headed for a devil's hell. And the only difference will be the gospel of Christ coming with power to their hearts and birthing them into the family of God. And God uses the instrumentality of the Word of God, doesn't He? Thank God the Brazilians have a good translation, don't they, of the Word of God, the Portuguese translation, good received text translation. When she was talking, if I was younger, I'd want to go there, amen, and invest a life. All those open doors. It's not that way. Doors are closing. Yesterday they had an election in the Republic of Georgia. And our dear pastor friend there, Gary Aryatinov, the capital city, said, "Brother Doom, pray for us here. I don't want to live under communism again." I tell you, we have great liberties in some countries, and we need to get the gospel to them while the doors are open. Who knows what can happen in Brazil, and again the door shut. Amen. But it's now open. I plead for laborers here this morning. It's a matter of heaven and hell. It's a matter of being saved or being lost. But my burden here this morning is for the lost folk that are at Bible Brethren Church this morning. Everyone sitting here either is saved or you're lost. And here in Luke chapter 15, we have in the first seven verses a lost sheep. Now, here's a man. He's lost one. He has 100. Why would he bother to go find one lost sheep? How valuable would be a sheep in those days? But he goes and he searches. In verse 6 of chapter 15 of Luke, it says, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which is lost." I'm so glad of John's gospel, aren't you? And Christ talking about the sheep. Amen. This man rejoiced to find one lost sheep. But commencing at verse number 8, it seems that the price goes up a little bit. Because there's a woman who has lost silver. She sweeps her whole house. She diligently seeks for that piece of silver, and that piece of silver would be a day's wages. A little bit more value, I'm sure, than a sheep. And you'll notice in verse number 9, it says, "And when she had found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace that I had lost.'" Notice the extent of her getting folk to rejoice. I tell you, I've been rejoicing as I've heard the reports and read the reports from Brazil, haven't you? God gathering in precious souls. I found the peace that was lost. And you'll notice in verse number 10, a very striking sentence. "Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Now, everyone here, I would give you a call to repentance. I'd remind you of the very words of Jesus Christ. He said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Now, who's rejoicing? The triune God's rejoicing. They're rejoicing in the presence of the angels. Robert Murray McShane, who died when he was 29 years of age, it was said of him that he was a dying to get you converted. Presbyterian, with a heartbeat for missions. While he was on a mission trip, an exploratory mission trip into the Middle East, another son of a pastor, William Chalmers Burns, commenced meetings at St. Andrews in Scotland, at St. Andrews Church there in Dundee, Scotland. And God moved, and that meeting went on for 5 months almost. Kept going to larger church buildings. As sinners were repenting, as sinners were casting themselves at the feet of God, the sinners were receiving the person of the Lord Jesus Christ to be their personal Lord and their personal Savior. Salvation's a personal matter. But God the Father rejoices, and God the Son rejoices, and God the Holy Ghost rejoices, because all three members of the Godhead are involved in the salvation of a sinner. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and he rose again according to the Scriptures. She found that lost piece of silver. But then you commence at verse 11 through the end of the chapter, and you really see two lost sons. Let's just read a few verses here and notice it talks about these two sons. One son wanted his inheritance, verse number 12. The younger of them, certain man had two sons, verse 11. And the younger of them said unto his father, "Father, give me." Now that sounds like America. Give me. Amen. Give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. So there was all that he had divided to these two sons at that point. And of course, this younger son went into a far country, verse 13, latter part of the verse, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And we know, as we read later on in the chapter, if you'll drop down and we'll come back there, in verse number 30, it says, but as soon as thy son, that's one of the sons who stayed at home, was come, which hast devoured thy living with harlots, and thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. Oh, he got into trouble, didn't he? When he went into the far country. He wasted everything that his father had given him. But the son that stayed home, he was also lost. Amen. You say, how do you know that? From his reaction when his brother came back home. Now you remember his brother who had devoured his father's gift and inheritance. And you'll notice in verse 17, it tells us as we back up in chapter 15, verse 17, and when he'd come to himself, some of you here this morning, you're marching to hell. I was at a meeting up in Maryland in the beginning of October. And God passed by in that meeting. Went on for several hours. I was amazed as the pastor had wisdom, what people to call on to sing and what people to preach. But God passed by, and three precious young people were converted. One was the pastor's granddaughter. Another, there was a group there, and I was greatly blessed at the depth and the accuracy of the preaching of all the preachers. Brother Jeff Clemens was there, you know him. And some other younger preachers I'd never met. God passed by. Amen. The granddaughter, I've mentioned, is converted. But there was a family from Louisville, Kentucky, and that brother was a black brother and had a precious family. He was a deacon in a Baptist church in the Louisville area, and God saved his daughter. Precious, precious daughter. But God also passed by and did a third work of conversion in the life of a beautiful young lady singing with her mother good Christian music. But she wasn't born again. She was lost. They all came to themselves, and what did they say? I'm a sinner on my way to hell. You'll never get any help. Do you acknowledge who you are and your destination? He came to himself and said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Not only was he perishing physically, but in that state he was in, he would have perished eternally. And you'll notice verse 18, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned. Now the reason you're going to die and go to hell is because you're a sinner. Amen. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Raised in a Christian family. Raised with the opportunity of being in this local assembly and hearing the teaching and the preaching. Some of you from the earliest ages and still hellbound this morning. I will arise and go to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Just make me like a slave here in the household. You see the controversy, if you're here and lost, the controversy you have is who's going to run your life. You can run your own life and go to hell. Or you can bow your knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins and flee into his arms that are wide open, who says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, the burden of sin's on you, and I will give you rest. That's a command, by the way. That's not an invitation. Because Christ goes on to say, take my yoke upon you. And learn of me. You get yoked up with Christ. You become a learner of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But here's the promise. And I will give you rest. Why are you fighting? Why not run up the white flag? We saw all these beautiful flags. But why don't you run up the white flag in your heart of surrender? Amen. He goes, he confesses, and notice that the Father receives him. I want to tell you, there's full and they're free and there's complete forgiveness with God for all your past sins. And strength to live the Christian life. Notice what his father says. Bring forth the best robe. Put it on him. Put a ring on his finger. He was barefooted, shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead. You're dead in trespasses and sin. And no one less than God can birth you into God's family. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you must be born again. It's not an option. You must. You must be born again. And I say unto you, except you repent, you shall all lies like perish. And they began to make merry. Here I am. We saw a sheep that was lost. We saw a silver coin that was lost. But here are two precious sons that were lost. You say, well, the son stayed home and yeah, but notice his attitude. Instead of him rejoicing that his brother had come home. And You'll notice the elder son in verse 25, his elder son was in the field. And he came and he drew nigh to the house and he heard music and dancing. And he called one of his servants and said, and asked, what these things mean? And he said, thy brother is come, and the father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound. And he was angry. Instead of saying, hallelujah, my brother's come out of the fireplace. He's come home. He was angry. And he talks to his father. And he answering said to his father, lo, these many years I've served thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friend. And the father said in verse 31, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Now what's your reaction? What's your reaction to the biblical gospel? What's your reaction to God's demands? Will you not run up that white flag of surrender this morning? Will you not bow your knee? Will you not trust Christ as your Lord and your Savior? We don't know where COVID-19 is going. Someone on the panel was talking about the results of COVID-19. We've had a man start attending church there with us at Grace Fellowship. And when Brother Ben asked him why he started coming, he said, I was afraid. Amen. I was afraid that I might die. Now, it's not exempting young people. Seems to be taking the older folk. For some reason I can't explain, it seems to be attacking. I know the Cherokee Indians had their reservation locked down tight. But now, since it's opened up a little bit more, again, in that same church where the pastor just died, there's been some other folk there die of COVID. I plead with you. I plead with you. Full payment has been made. Jesus paid it all. And you have but to turn away from your sins and flee into the arms of Christ. The good news is Christ receiveth sinful men. And he can save you today. And by the way, you may never make it home from this meeting. Behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Lost sons, lost daughters, lost souls here this morning. Jesus Christ is the only Savior of sinners. I love the exclusiveness of Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Taking upon himself all of the sins of all of his people. Amen. Payment God will not twice demand. First at my bleeding surety's hand, and then again at mine. He is the only way. But He is the saving way and the forgiver of sins. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. You've heard of those calling upon Him in Brazil, but right here, Bible Brethren Church, will you not call upon Him today? Run up that, again, that white flag of surrender to Jesus Christ and receive Him as your Lord and your Savior. Now, Father, we thank You this morning that You're interested in the lost. We thank You for the precious souls here, many who've sat under preaching for years. Oh God, do what we cannot do. Convict of sin. Convict of righteousness. Convict of judgment. Father, do what we cannot do. Draw them by the blessed moving of the Spirit of God in their hearts. And oh God, let them not walk but run into the arms of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even this day, for the glory and the praise and the honor of Yourself, and the good of their everlasting souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Mark or Pastor Paul?